This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3929 for Thursday, the 24th of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Some Experiences with Different Notes Apps. It is hosted by Lee and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is about apps that store notes as Markdown. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hi, welcome to this episode of Hacker Public Radio. My name is Lee. I'm going to talk about some of my experiences with different notes apps. So for quite a few years, I'd just be filling up directories with random files, either Word documents or text files, or noting things down in the notes app that comes pre-installed on an iPad. But a few years ago, I realized I needed something a bit more structured, which would work across different platforms and devices, be it Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, or iOS. The notes should be for study or work, or just things I was interested in. My main requirement was that the notes would be in plain text so that they could easily contain code snippets. About this time, I was also discovering Markdown, which lets you have some rich elements such as headings, emphasis, lists and tables, yet at the same time it remains plain text and is easily readable as such. My first proper notes app that fulfilled these requirements was Simple Note, and this got me started keeping notes in Markdown. Later I moved on to Standard Notes because I wanted something I could host myself on a server. I may have stayed with Standard Notes had it not been for a failed update that caused it to break. I'm a little bit more confident using containers now, but at the time I was flummoxed and decided to go back to something where someone else would maintain the backend. So then I came across a similar app called InkDrop. For me, this was, and still is, the best notes app I've used, and I stuck with it for a number of years. It is proprietary, but the author was happy to make improvements to the app that I suggested to him. However, eventually I decided I did not want to be paying quite so much per month for something that essentially I could do for free with pen and paper if I really needed to. I toyed with QO Notes for a short time, which I really liked, but I think did not quite meet my particular needs in terms of working on every platform and being seamlessly synced across devices, then maybe I did not fully give it the effort it deserved. So my final compromise has been to go with an open source application called Joplin. While I could host the backend myself, I decided it suits me better to pay the small monthly fee and have them manage it for me. This is really nice. The only small issue I have is on some devices needing to be sure to synchronize before turning off the computer, otherwise recent notes may not appear on my other devices. So how have I found using these various apps, and in particular using Markdown as a format for writing notes? Well, firstly, it's worth saying it's not for everyone. There are some rabbit holes you can go down that can make the process massively complicated to the extent that you're spending a lot of time on the process of note taking rather than spending time working on or studying the subject in question. I'd happily refer people to other apps I'm aware of, although I've not used them extensively myself, like for example OmniOutliner and Evernote, which depending on the use case may be a whole lot simpler. The first big issue with a Markdown Notes app is when you want to include images, which Markdown can manage using the exclamation mark square brackets then normal bracket syntax. It's usually fine if they're hosted on a major website that aims to have long-term permalinks to images, but if not, or if it's your own image, it needs to be stored somewhere. Some of the apps I've mentioned have a facility for storing images, alternatively storing on a cloud storage account such as Dropbox on your own Nextcloud is an option. The second problem is not everything can be easily brought across from the original source. I've had some success using a variety of tools, even ones I've coded myself, converting web pages and PDFs. but sometimes it's a real effort and not necessarily worth it when other types of notes app are much more suited for grabbing clippings from these sort of sources. Of course, depending on whether the purpose is academic or some other purpose, if you're making notes properly, then it's good practice to condense and paraphrase rather than copy verbatim. I will say I prefer good notes on the iPad if I'm working with PDFs, especially if wanting to scribble and highlight passages in an academic article, for example. But let's say I'm determined to grab something off the web and put it in my Markdown Notes app. Some of the notes apps have web clippers. I also came across a web service which is called, in its polite version, Heck Yeah Markdown. But this seemed not always to be available when I tried to use it for some reason. So I ended up writing my own, which is online at url2markdown.com. This is very far from perfect, but the code is at github.com/MacSplit, and I have it set up so when I discover a website that gives it problems, I can hack in some extra filters specific to that site. So for example, it now does a reasonable job at translating Wikipedia and Medium pages. I hope that if anyone else happens to use it and finds it doesn't work well on a particular site, they'll raise issues on the GitHub repository so I can look into tailoring it for that site. Because so many sites nowadays use JavaScript as part of the rendering process, the converter I wrote works better if it's run directly as a browser extension. And so far, there's a version for Firefox and a version for Safari on iOS. Both of these communicate with a backend running on Heroku. The iOS Safari extension allows a self-hosted backend to be specified for anyone who is particularly privacy conscious. A couple of Linux command line tools I've used together to convert stuff are PDF to HTML and HTML to MD. They do a fairly good job. Whatever conversion process is used, in my experience, a little tidying up is often needed. So I've highlighted some of the drawbacks of these apps, but what about the advantages? Well, I've heard or read it argued more than once that text files are future-proof. There's next to no chance an app you're using now will still exist in 20 years, but a very good chance there will be apps that can process and display UTF-encoded text files. And in terms of portability, all the apps I've mentioned have good import and export facilities. Generally, you get out a bunch of plain text files with the extension .md and can import these same files into the next app. A minor issue though, if you change app, is you may lose your image attachments. Saying that, there probably are ways to export attachments from one app and have them come seamlessly into another app, but I'm pretty sure it takes some work. Other elements particular to one app, such as internal links or metadata, may also pose a problem. But talking of metadata, this brings me on to something I like about these apps, which is categorization and tagging. In general, there's usually a hierarchical structure to notes. An example might be having a work folder, then a folder inside that for each client. At the same time, these apps often let you tag notes in various ways. So, for example, marking them as draft or urgent or completed. Something I like is when you can give the categories or tags their own colour or emoji. And lists of things to do are also often incorporated in these apps. Joplin, for example, has a separate type of note specifically for tasks. InkDrop just has one type of note, but you can insert tick boxes easily. Another aspect of these apps that you can either ignore or have fun with is theming. There are often settings or plugins that let you pick a dark or light theme, and a particular colour scheme and font. There are also often two modes, one for editing and one for reading or previewing. The editing mode will use a monospace font, whereas the preview mode will have everything nicely rendered and formatted. Or there'll be a split screen mode, where you can both edit and see the preview at the same time. I haven't gone into detail about all the features of the different apps I've mentioned, and my list is not exhaustive. I've tried them, but I'm no expert, and have based this on my recollections. Some I found easy to get started with, like Simple Note. Some, like Jotplan, were very customizable. Others, like Standard Notes, had a good plugin ecosystem. While some, like Qone Notes, worked really well on a desktop. And several of them are open source, with some, like Standard Notes, again, being geared to self-hosting. So in conclusion, these have been my experiences. I'm not recommending anyone to go change to something different. Whatever works for you is good. After all, these are only tools used to meet a purpose, and everyone's purposes will be slightly different. I hope it's been of interest, and thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.